Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's one thing to intellectually know what the New World Order is. A global government for the administrative convenience for central bankers. David Rockefeller, 1991, Evian, France. It is another thing to see it in full practice and to have laptops watching kids at home in their bedrooms and FEMA camps being built and banks stealing trillions, and now it's not even news. It's just, oh, you're mad at $150 billion? It's a trillion now. Max Kaiser has agreed to stay with us about 5 minutes into the next segment. Then George Humphrey will join us midstream, also an economist in his own right, to get his expert take on this. I'm holding Max over so we can at least talk to John and Charles, Jacob, Josh, and maybe Mike. But I just want to say I've done 2 hours of radio now and haven't even really plugged my films, and that's how we finance ourselves here. We can't just make money out of nothing. We've got to crawl around with little crumbs and try to fund our operation to beat these people. But if you'll go to InfoWars.com, the online video bookstore, and buy some of the T-shirts, videos, books, materials, they're the best films, best books, you know, not just my work, but the stuff I see that I think is really informative. We carry it at InfoWars.com, whether it's Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, such key intelligence, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, Endgame, Shadow Government. You can also now pre-order. It starts shipping out at the end of next week. You can also now pre-order the new film, Don't Tread on Me, which gets into states' rights and how to take the states back and democracy versus republic. It's such an important film by the makers of Camp FEMA, Gary Franchi and William Lewis. Okay, let's go right back to calls for Max Kaiser. Let's talk to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to call you just before the end of the program when you cut off last week, and then you said call the next day, and then there were no calls. So I'm going to try to relate this to what you're talking about now. I need probably 100 times more articulateness and 100 times and 1,000 hours to describe all the ways that I disagree with part of your analysis. I think you're progressive in other in certain ways and absolutely fascist in other points that I think cancel out much of the good that you're doing.
For instance, John, Max Kaiser's on. Do you have a question or comment for him? I really don't care what you think of me, John. I appreciate your call, though. Go ahead.
I'll tell you. I'll ask you a question. Now, you said that the IMF and the World Bank are really the villains that are really plundering and raping the world. And yet you say that countries like Chavez and Cuba, who are trying their best imperfectly to resist this kind of plunder, are subjected to the worst kind of slander by the media. And you say you don't agree with the corporate media, the CIA-connected media, yet you repeat exactly those kinds of disinformation.
John, I appreciate your call. Look, Iran is run by thugs at many levels. So is our government. It isn't either Chavez is good or Obama's good. They're both bad. I mean, it's such a child. I'm not saying you're like a child, but that is – Max Kaiser, it's so childlike. I mean, do you have any comments?
All I can say is that, you know, I wish times were better because I could give up my gig as Max the Orange Home Gang Gorilla.
Oh, my God. Kaiser, you've always got some ridiculous joke. No.
Yeah, well, it just occurred to me every time we break to a commercial, you're talking about Max the Orange Gorilla. And I'm thinking to myself, Jesus, you know, that guy's probably making better money than I am.
Oh, all right, Max, we're going to come back in the final segment and go to Charles, Jacob, and Josh, and Mike with serious questions for Max Kaiser. But we do have to have some gallows humor. But seriously, what is this mindset where people think I've got to be, you know, how can I be against white supremacist and against black supremacist? Well, I'm against all these racists. Or how can I be against communism, but then I'm against the big banks? I'm against any form of tyranny, and tyranny has a lot of different flavors, doesn't it, Max?
Well, that's a problem you have because you are very far-ranging in your look and criticism of things. I focus purely on the banks, markets, and finance, and through that prism, I see things clearly. If you know what I mean. I'm not trying to evade the answer. I'm just saying that.
No, I agree with you. I mean, the big threat is not Hugo Chavez. It's Goldman Sachs. But it doesn't mean I have to bow down to Hugo Chavez.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are going into financial bondage. We are under financial siege. $1 trillion pumped into private banks. Europe being told they've got to give up their pension funds. The Germans on the verge of throwing out Merkel. She lost many seats in their government. Same thing. Gordon Brown steps down. Nicolas Sarkozy in trouble, saying no to the carbon tax. So we're having some victories against the bankers setting up their global tax, but they're going to hold us in financial hostages until we go along with it and continue to play games. As the real economy dies, they continue to have everyone addicted to their stock market. Is that a good assessment, Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com?
Well, all the professionals who work in the gaming industry, and we talked about this last time, and the online gaming industry are migrating into the finance business so that all of the techniques that get people hooked on games are being used to get people hooked on doing day trading. So, as I explained earlier in the show, when you see a Goldman Sachs or somebody like that pushing prices up 2 or 3%, the folks that are on the day trading addiction kick in, and they are doing the dirty work for them. So they've basically created an army of what I call Manchurian candidates. These people, they just, when they hear the trigger word and they see certain prices flicker across the screen, they go into a zombie state and they just do exactly what they're being told by Jim Cramer over there at CNBC.
And it's like that with terrorism. It's like that with the phony environmental movement. It's all these mind-controlled zombie groups that give the globalists power. But look at the Look at the controllers. They can't even plug this oil leak that's now, you know, millions and millions of gallons. They lied about that and said it was a few thousand gallons. They're not God. And that's what's even more dangerous is that I think they're going to lose control. I believe they're starting to lose control. Webster Tarpley, who I really respect, believes that as well. I mean, do you see them losing?
Wait a minute. The payout from the insurance company is way more than the money they're losing on that oil spill, Alex. The insurance is overwritten, just like these companies in America buy life insurance on employees. So when the employees die, the life insurance company gets the money, not the family.
No, that's what Walmart greeters are for, is they do actuaries. It's come out. They know when they're going to die statistically, so they just hire a bunch of old people to stand there because they're putting $3 million on each one of them.
They get the money, not the families. Okay, this oil spill is not going to lose money for anybody who's responsible. They're going to make money.
All right, quick.
They've tilted the entire economic system in ways that the risk is only borne by the majority of people who have no money, and all of the rewards float up to those who are perpetrating all of these problems.
Risk is socialized, profit privatized. We're going to take a few quick questions because we've got George Humphrey here in studio, and Max Kaiser has to go here in just a moment. But Charles in Louisiana, you're on the air with Max Kaiser. Go ahead.
How you doing, sir? Yeah, I'm down here in Louisiana watching all this. They said in 72 hours they're gonna try something else, but they really haven't. It's another Katrina, and they laid back on it. What they want to do now is take human hair and animal hair to suck it up off the beaches to make mats out of it. But I think what's gonna the Bayou Boys. It's gonna tear them up. It's gonna finish the Bayou Boys. All the boats docked right now. You can't buy no seafood. It's right now in Venice. It's 10 miles off the shore, real heavy, and it hit the shore in Alabama now. And when it hits here, it's just gonna wipe Louisiana out. And I think all the southern states.
Well, they continue to underestimate the amount. First, it was a few thousand gallons a day. But experts looked at the satellite photos and said it had to be hundreds of thousands a day. It's now 3.5 million gallons. Who knows? It could be 20 million gallons. I mean, they're such liars, Max Kaiser. Who knows?
Well, it sounds medieval. They're making mats out of people's hair. I mean, what's next, leeches?
Yeah, I don't know what this is. I heard it on news radio driving in this morning, and the host was saying, what are mats of hair going to do? In fact, guys, pull up oil spill, mats of hair. What are they talking about? Mats of hair.
Because if you go back a few hundred years, people back in the medieval times, when they had problems like this, they would band together and cut their hair off and make mats of hair. But, I mean, is this the best America has to offer? Medieval cures? I mean, what century are we in?
But listen, people, you think we're joking. What have you heard about the mats of hair? I thought I was in the Twilight Zone driving in, but it was a mainstream talk radio going, what is this about mats of hair in the Gulf? And so they're going to have people cut their hair off and throw it in the ocean?
They're collecting hair from salons and animal farms, and they're going to bind it together into stockings, nylon stockings, and you float that out into the water, and it sucks up, you know, it attracts the oil. Okay, so here you have this 21st century high-tech oil spill that we were told the probability of there being a spill was virtually nothing. It explodes because nobody bothered to spend $500,000 on the safety equipment that would have prevented this thing from blowing up. And to cure the problem, they're going to have people collect hair at salons and make hair mats from stockings.
All right, real fast, because I want to go to calls, but specifically, we've had some guests on who talk about the fact that this happened right after the day after Earth Day, that Obama didn't really want to allow drilling, BP is going to make money off insurance on this, that they're only liable for something like $750 million. Are you hinting at this being staged, Max?
No, I'm not hinting. I'm hinting that the companies are too cheap to buy adequate safety equipment. You know, I mean, think about, for example, you know, I don't want to go open a big, a big thing here, but for $50 an airplane, it would have been very easy to have an adequate lock between the cockpit and the fuselage of an airplane. But airlines are too cheap. You know, industry is too cheap, and they could have prevented, terrorist attacks.
Max, you know as well as I, 9/11 was a staged event.
Well, I'm just saying that they're ultimately cheap. So this is a $500,000 piece of equipment that BP, other countries, by the way, not in America.
Now I know everybody else has them.
Mandatory. You have to have this $500,000 piece of equipment that shuts down the valve if there's an explosion. But America's become a third world country where you don't have to comply to any environmental regulations anymore. You can just go into the Gulf, stick something in the bottom of the Gulf, and if it blows up, who cares? I mean, that's the.
All right, Max. Absolutely. Let's get to a few final questions for you because you've got to go. Jacob in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You're on the air with the Max, the home gain orange gorilla. Go ahead.
Fantastic. Thanks, Max. Thanks, Alex. Max, thanks, first of all, for answering most of my questions, actually, during the course of this show. But I do have one final one, and that is that, you know, reading over the patent, I've only read the one from 1999 that looks at the virtual specialist, kind of sets it up as a sort of distributed system of trading, it develops a trading machine gun. Now it seems like it's being used as a nuclear weapon, except instead of a bomb just destroying your house, it takes everything from your neighbor's garage and puts it in yours. How is this really the first strike, would you say, in what we would consider cyber warfare?
Well, as I said at the top of the show, I think it's an example of a domestic financial terrorist attack, unequivocal. So it's the first example. As far as my patent goes, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's not used the way it was designed. It was designed, actually, to eliminate front-running and to eliminate the broker-dealer conflict. But instead, the new owner, Cantor Fitzgerald, they use it, they've accentuated the broker-dealer conflict, and they've turned it inside out, which under European laws is completely illegal, by the way. You can't do that to anyone's intellectual property.
But because it's all globalized, they do whatever they want. But let me throw this out there. Did you see the Hill newspaper and also CBS with Obama over the weekend saying this may have been cyber terror? Well, obviously, it's Goldman Sachs doing it, and they stand to gain, and it was staged. It wasn't a fat finger. So now they're going to use this to take our Internet freedoms, claiming that some guy in a cave did this.
I think you have to differentiate between cyber terror, as that term is understood, and this is financial, what I call financial terror. Cyber terror would be something like a distributed denial of service attack you see between China and the U.S. all the time. It takes place over the Internet.
Or somebody hacking into a hospital and turning the power off.
This is specifically attacking the market-making mechanism at the root of all exchanges in the U.S. and around the world.
No, I know. My question is, Max, what do you think of Obama floating the idea that men with turbans did this?
Well, I didn't hear him say that, but it's... I can tell you that it was Goldman Sachs. I mean, I don't know what else can I tell you?
It's, no, I know. I agree with you. Hey, guys, pull it up.
That's it. Three syllables.
Pull it up. Obama says stock market plunge, maybe cyber attack, or maybe sabotage was the headline. Sabotage.
If he said it, he's completely misinformed. I mean, he's not an expert in these areas, and he made a misstatement. He doesn't really understand.
Well, I don't think it's a misstatement. I mean, when somebody slips on a banana peel, they say Al-Qaeda did it, and we just give up all our rights and keep us safe.
Well, I'm telling you what happened. From the point of view of somebody who's very familiar with these systems,
Well, we know they're lying and saying a fat finger did it. I mean, they're saying a fat finger did it, and now they admit it wasn't a fat finger.
No, it was not a fat finger. That was not the problem. They've already been discredited. That idea is no longer even being considered. And now if you have people like Janet Tavakoli, who is extremely well-respected, now questioning whether or not this was market manipulation. Barry Ritholtz over there at the Big Picture, he's a very, you know, plugged-in guy on Wall Street. He republished my blog and some things I've written about it. He's now saying this is actually kind of a plausible idea. And you've got a lot of people stepping up to the plate and saying, you know what, this could be the situation.
And I'm going to have Paul Watson go over to MaxKaiser.com and get your top story about this. We're going to do our own big report on it. MaxKaiser.com, Kaiser spelled K-E-I-S-E-R. Max, it's always great having you on. I appreciate your time. It's always thought-provoking, and you have been dead on right about everything so far. And I just wish you that you were wrong about this gulag economy, but you normally join us once a month, so that means you're coming up in just a week or two. And so I look forward to having you back on with us to be able to cover the aftermath of the latest looting that's happened.
Yeah, remember the home loan gorilla.
Man, I tell you what, you are something else. Max Kaiser, we'll talk to you again soon. God bless you.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, he's going to be with us 20 minutes into the next hour. And I'm just going to cover the whole La Reconquista machete movie and all these speeches around the country with the illegal alien groups saying whites are the devil, we got to get them, we got to bring in communism, how it's all funded by the government on record. I'm just going to cover that for an hour tomorrow. Because this economic information is too important. Here it is. White House doesn't rule out sabotage in Thursday's wild Wall Street plunge. That's out of the Hill. And they've got that from the West Wing office. Gibbs told reporters this. So Meanwhile, it's Goldman Sachs, clearly. I agree with Kaiser. All the evidence is there. George Humphrey is a author, filmmaker, former Austin City Council member, a degreed economist, good friend of mine. And he's with us now for probably more than an hour. And it's great to have him in studio. So much is happening. Everything is accelerating and quickening, George. And he's here with us in studio. You've got the floor about what's happening in the markets and where all this is headed.
Well, first of all, I want to say, if you like excitement and if you like fun, this is the place to be right now. There's nothing more exciting that is happening in the world, and there is no place in the world that you can get better information than on this radio show. And I am truly honored to be here and to be your friend. And this Max Kaiser, who was just on, man, that guy rocks. He is incredible. And, you know, you have people like Bob Chapman on the show, who is one of the finest economists in the whole country. And so for the listeners who are brand new, you know, I've known Alex since he was 17, and he rants and he raves and he yells and all sorts of stuff, but he's telling you the truth, you know? And so keep listening and keep buying the product.
That's right. I knew you in high school because you were involved with Pat Buchanan and stuff.
Yeah.
In his first run.
Yep.
And I remember coming by your house to get signs.
Yep. And we've been doing this for a long, long, long time. And back in the early 90s, people used to make fun of us and yell at us. And when 9/11 happened, you know, and that week we came out and said it was not what the government was saying. And for the couple of years, we took a lot of heat from that. And not everything that I say or you say is absolutely dead right on. But I'll tell you what. I would match your record against any record in any prognostication of anybody in this country. And the point is that we are facing an economic and political tsunami. There is no question whatsoever. Now, 15 years ago, if we were on the beach and the water started pulling out, we wouldn't know what was happening. We'd probably just sit there and get hit by the tsunami. Now, because of shows like this and because of the work of myself and thousands of other patriots, people are waking up to what's going on. The economic tide has pulled out, and it's going out further and further. There is no question whatsoever that we are going to experience the largest economic tsunami in the history of this Western culture in this period of life. And it is coming. Now, whether it's going to come in a couple of months or in 5 months or a year and a half, we don't know. But it's already happening. We're seeing the breakup of the European Union right at this period of time. The American government, the American economy, the American dollar are dying as we speak. It's a dead man walking. No matter what we do, no matter how much money is printed, how much credit is put out there, no matter how many lies they tell, we cannot fix the
American. And the globalists know that. That's the trap. That's the loan sharking. They're just amassing power right now.
Yes. And one of the things is when you study history, you realize is that the Illuminati's motto is out of chaos, power. Out of chaos is order. And all of this is prearranged disintegration of the very vehicle that keeps America, the American Republic, the strongest government, the strongest concept of hope and of freedom in the whole world. Our nation, our republic, our society is being systematically destroyed. And I know that for some people this is very difficult to understand, but when one looks at the facts are that the economic tsunami that is coming at us is going to make what happened in Indonesia and Thailand and India seem like small fry. And all you have to do is take a look at the fact that total federal, state, local, and personal debt is 900% greater than the gross national product. That's not including the derivatives. And then if you add the derivatives, there's another 100.
Stay there. Start over. Long segment coming up. And they're on record saying they're setting up a bank of the world that will have a new global currency that's digital. You'll still have your local currency, but it'll be set by this group. And then they state the reasons they want the world government, and it only gets worse from there. And so George Humphrey is our guest economist. Your phone calls are coming up. He'll be with us into the next hour as well. 1-800-259-9231. We appreciate George being here.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Going back to George Humphrey here in just a moment, and then your phone calls. Economist, successful businessman, former city council member, author, filmmaker. Before we go back to George to go over the economic facts we're facing, because we're in much greater debt than Greece was, much greater debt than even England. This has all been designed through fraud, and then now you're seeing the government announce almost all the taxes will go to interest on debt, not to services. And Bloomberg and others announcing what's already happened in Greece, we want all or part of your pension funds. That isn't just the government coming and taking your pension funds. That is private corporations just shutting down and leaving or creating a subsidiary, then destroying the old company and taking your pension fund. I mean, so many scams. They've now set up a FEMA, over 40% plus of the U.S. National property tax on 40% of the property in the country. They call flood insurance. I mean, it's all happening now. We're going to talk about it in a moment. Before we do that, a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. One of them is a Cola Blue. Did you know that you can be drinking fresh, clean water made right out of the air you breathe? Now, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Cola Blue, their Cola Blue 28 and a Cola Blue 30 machines will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use and will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water, once generated, passes through 7 or 12, depending on the unit you get, stage filtration process and reverse osmosis carbon filtration, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride.
that we spend so much time talking about on air. Your unlimited clean water out of the air. You can't get better. Ecolablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, Ecolablue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. And, again, everything we promote here is about waking people up, but also becoming self-sufficient, because what is already happening and what's coming down, you will need to be as self-sufficient as you can be. And water and food and energy are so important. And one of those is MySolarBackup.com. We've been promoting this for now almost 3 years. I get nothing but rave reviews. It's a plug-and-play solar generator from Solutions from Science. These portable power systems need no insulation and supply household current wherever and whenever you need it, producing electricity directly from the sun. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electrical power plant, and it's perfect for your home or campsite. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. So check them out online at MySolarBackup.com or call for a free information package at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com. Okay, George, you got cut off by the break, and I want to go through the info that you wanted to talk about, you know, the facts of the economy. But before we run out of time, first, do you agree with Kaiser's analysis on the financial terrorism last week? And what's your take on what's happening with, first it's $150 billion, then it's $600 billion, then it's a trillion today. Now they're saying more than a trillion, and they won't even say where the money's going.
Yeah, first of all, Max Kaiser's amazing, and I really enjoyed and learned listening from him. And it was really funny because I brought into the show a bunch of information that said that the bailout was $147 billion, and on the way here, I hear that's $1 trillion for Europe. Now, the first thing that has to be understood is that this is not a bailout for Greece. Let me repeat this. This is not a bailout for Greece. This is a bailout for the banks of that region. It has the only people getting the shaft on this are the Greek people, and then it's going to be the Italian people, and then the Spanish people, and all the people of Europe. A $1 trillion bailout right now. And the thing that is must be remembered is that in the last week they keep talking about that the German and the French banks are the ones that are going to take this heaviest. Well, it's my understanding that the IMF is good for about 27 to 35% of this $1 trillion. And guess who pays most of the IMF? The people of the United States. This so-called bailout is being paid for by you and by me and by your families. This is just absolutely insane. And that is why shows like this are so absolutely important, because getting this information out has to be done. This is absolute criminal behavior, and as I have said over and over and over again, no matter how much the bailouts, no matter how many zeros you add, you can't bail it out. You can't fix something that's already dead. With fractional reserve banking, it is a dead system from the first day, and right now, the economies of Greece and Spain and Germany do not represent the real productivity or unproductivity of the country.
And it's a black hole. The bankers bragged over time to get you in debt, grow the size of the state, yeah, and then it all implodes into the black hole.
Absolutely. And then also, of course, the size of government. You know, and I've been yelling about this forever. The total debt of Greece is 118% of the gross national product. The total debt of Italy is 122%. The average debt in the Western European Union is about 80% of the gross domestic products. Now, that's not including their corporate debts. That's not including their private debts. That's not including some of the derivatives. Folks, their situation, it's gone, it's over, and it's done. And this does not even include the nations of Eastern Europe, countries like Romania and Ukraine, where you just start adding zeros and you just keep your finger on the plug. It's over and done. It won't work. They can shine it up as much as they want. But the reality is because they are using the same sort of economy, fiat currency, fractional reserve banking, both systems, the U.S. dollar and the euro, are headed for disaster.
Now, I want you to go over that, but I want to direct all radio listeners. to go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. But Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, and Steve Watson are on fire. I called them all this morning. I asked them to cover a whole bunch of key subjects. I sent them documents. They'd already done their own research. There are a whole bunch of articles that are on the front page of PrisonPlanet.com that while you're talking, George, I'm going to have my guys go to the featured news stories and put them over the screen while you're talking. These are all so important so your friends, your family, your neighbors, people around you know why this is happening and that it's predestined and pre-planned by these criminals. Bankers, economists, mass centralization at heart of Euro bailout. Okay, that's government admitting that. Here's another one. Bankers destroy global economy by design to consolidate power. Another key article. Here's another one the guys wrote, all linked to direct statements. Ron Paul, Euro bailout will lead to currency collapse. Here's another one. Euro bailout fund is a desperate measure. Here's another one. Banksters throw $1 trillion down a black hole. This is all key. These articles have all the proof, all the statements. This is the intelligence that we need to get out to everyone. I'm begging the listeners, post this on Facebook, MySpace, your email list, everyone you know, and say this is what's really going on, and send them this list of articles. This is life and death information, because if we just lay here and take these attacks, they win. But if we take this attack like judo and use it against them, they have reached too far. They can fall just like Ceausescu or just like Hitler or just like you know, so many other thugs throughout history, Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay. Now, I just wanted to cover those articles, tell folks that it's all documented there for them at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. George Humphrey, take us out to break in the next 10 minutes. Break down the real economics of this. And again, I pointed this out last week. I remember, when did you put out your first audiobook off your first book, Common Sense?
1998,
I remember driving to San Antonio, listening on CDs, it was like 8 hours long, of your book with that great radio host you had read it. And I remember learning about derivatives, learning how they were going to implode it to bring in a world government, how it was going to work, how they would set up the SDRs. And that was 12 years ago. I remember driving to San Antonio to interview the police chief and driving back listening to it and learning so much. So I like to give credit where credit's due. You're not just saying this. You know, you understood this. You were one of the first people to specifically lay it out. Now you're laying it out again. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Alex. I appreciate that. Anyway, information is power. There's no question about it. And at the same time, my job is to distill all the – I have people I'm talking to from all over the country, all over the world, who are really, really smart people. And I'm taking this and I try and distill it and make it as simple as possible so that people can understand it. And the reality is that we are facing the largest economic tsunami in the history of modern history. And all you have to do is look at seven basic facts. Number one is that the total debt in this country, federal, state, local, corporate, and personal debt, when you put those together, not including derivatives, is about 900% greater than the gross domestic product. And the percentages are getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Just that alone assures that we cannot recover from this problem. Number two is that the derivative situation, and no anybody who says that they know how much there are in toxic derivatives, well, maybe they know more than I do, but I've been studying this stuff for about 12 years, and I don't know how much.
Tarpley says 1.5 quadrillion.
Yeah, and that's possible. Using the most conservative numbers, which is about 130 trillion dollars of toxic derivatives, which is one-tenth of what Tarpley is saying, is that just alone destroys the ship, sinks the Titanic. It's all over and done with. In Japan in 1989, which is one of the most productive nations in the whole world, they had something very similar to derivatives, and they went down much, much smaller in comparison. And even though Japan is one of the hardest working, most productive nations in the world, they have had 20 years of the Japan syndrome of recession, 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 because they just keep feeding this monster instead of flushing this stuff out. Number three is the balance of trade. I come from a manufacturing family, And what made America great is that we used to make things. We used to make things and sell things. And manufacturing was what made this country strong. Just 35 years ago, manufacturing represented 43% of the economy. Today, it is about 9% of the economy. Friends, if you have a hot dog stand and you don't sell as many hot dogs as you buy in product and rent, you go broke. For the last 25 years, we have had over $300 billion per year at the minimum of a negative trade balance, and it was up to $850 billion a year. This year, it's about $500 billion, which is about 3% of our economy year in, year out, that's going right out. Number four is that the government of this country, the state and local governments, federal governments, in 1900, total represented about 4% of the GNP. 40 years ago, it was about 14%. Now, total government spending represents about 44-45% of the gross domestic product. This is way past the tipping point. And
government last month became the biggest hire.
No question. Yeah.
It's now creating more jobs in the private sector.
Not even close. And by definition, government is not productive. It is there supposedly to help the people. We are so far past the tipping point as far as the size of government. You know, we used to point our fingers at Sweden and talk about socialism and all that. Folks, it's right here. The monster has come here. And it's not socialism. It's fascism, because the large multinational corporations are working together with the government. And by definition, that is not socialism. That is fascism. Unemployment in this country, you know, they say it's 10%. Baloney. It's closer to 16%. And we now have 39.5 million people in this country. And I just heard on Alex just a little bit ago, it's now over 40 million people. 40 million Americans are now on food stamps. That's one out of every 7.8 people. That's one out of 7.8 people. Friends, that's insane. You can't have that. 40 million people on food stamps, and there would be rioting on the streets, and they've turned over the benefits package. There's this period of time that you get food stamps, and then it's supposed to go away. They have turned this over not once or twice or three times, but four times. Obama knows that if he didn't keep turning this thing over and that the middle class of this country kept paying for it, there would be rioting in the streets.
Well, those are the new bread lines. Imagine 40 million people every day lining up at soup kitchens.
You know, I watched the movie Gladiator the other day, and the old concept of bread and circus is so very real. The government is providing bread to the very poor and creating the golf channel and the basketball.
The Romans did that. They had the dole. Yeah, they handed free bread out.
Absolutely. And when it was a republic, they used to have about 10 or 12 events in the Colosseum per year, but when it became an empire, it got up to 175 events per year in the Colosseum, giving free bread away to keep the people's consciousness away from what is going on. And folks, I'll tell you what, that thing called the boob tube, the TV, it's a much bigger Colosseum than that thing in Rome. Bread and circus is a very, very...
Thousands of channels.
Thousands of channels. And finally, the basic thing is that we have what's called the Federal Reserve Banking Act. It is not federal. There's no reserves. Our founding fathers were so astute. They knew that we had to have a decentralized, publicly owned money system to keep a free nation. Our Federal Reserve, as I've said 50 times before, is not federal. There's no reserves. It's not a banking system. It's a private cartel controlled by European financiers, and the same thing for the whole world, the World Bank, the IMF.
And boy, all those old timers that told us they were going to bankrupt the country by design and turn us over to a world government, and they all got put on lists and called names. Now it's on the news. We got to have a world government, and you're going to pay your taxes to us.
And so the economic tsunami is here. The water, as we're standing on this beach of our society, and the economy is the ocean, the economy has started pulling back further and further and further and further and further. Now, 15, 20 years ago, because we didn't have this information, because we didn't have the Alex Jones' shows to listen to and the other shows, David Icke's, myself, and many others, it was understandable that people did not know what was going on. Now, if you've got any sort of awareness or open-mindedness, you realize that what is happening right now is the water, the economic water, drawing back and getting ready to come rushing in on us and to create the chaos, the planned chaos of the destruction of the economy of not only the United States, but of the Western world. And this is a planned event. Now, we can sit here and argue about it, and we can sit here and scratch about it, or we can look for seashells, or we can do what smart people do. We can take off in the tsunami relief routes and get up on high ground and take care of ourselves, because the whole system of this nation, the economic, political, and cultural institutions of the United States of America are full of cancer. They're dying. They cannot be fixed.
And they plan for it to collapse into a mega tyranny, a tyranny the likes of which the planet's never seen. George Humphrey, stay there. We're going to come back, finish up with your information, then open up phones in the next hour. This information could not be more important. We'll talk about those tsunami routes.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
We have a decision to make as a society, as a species, the human race. The global controllers are going to try to play us off against each other. Race, religion, they're going to try to start new wars. I believe they're going to try to launch a new war against Iran in the midst of this global meltdown to get political support at home. That has people, you know, shift into this primitive mode of rallying around, you know, the chief. But I do see the system complaining. Obama and others are saying, Cass Sunstein's complaining, oh, my God, none of them listen to us anymore. The new Supreme Court nominee is anti-free speech, anti-Second Amendment. So they're definitely trying to come in with a tyranny. But I think all this bluster and this attempt to race us to the finish line is because they understand their time is running out and the awakening is accelerating.
Yeah. Alex, I couldn't agree with you more. And one of the things that we talked about is that you and I have been doing this for a long time. And 10 years ago, I was, frankly, pretty frantic about what the future was for myself and my family and my country and my world. I am more positive today, even though I have 100 times more information about the bad stuff. I'm more positive today about the future of what we as individuals, as part of God's creation, can do. And we do know that this economic tsunami is coming, so we've got to, you know, chop wood and carry water, and we got to get to the high ground. So what does a smart person do to get to the high ground? And I know you talk about this all the time. First thing, you got to have a passport. Everybody who's listening here, get yourself a valid passport. Number two, get yourself out of debt. Get the ceiling on desires. Cut your spending. And be more efficient. Number three, put at least 15% of your reserves in gold and silver bullion. Take care of yourself. Gold and silver have been a medium of exchange forever and ever and ever. Number four, you got to take care of that body. Start a vegetable garden. It's really a lot of fun. Make sure that you and your family have at least a month, if not 2 months, food supply in your pantry. It's not a big deal, but take care of yourself. Number four, eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. Don't drink fluoridated water. Get your exercise every day. This is so important. Get outside and get that vitamin D and get out in nature. Go down to the Barton Creek Greenbelt and spend some time. Number five, probably, you know, create community. There's a heck of a lot more people out there who are feeling the same way you are about what's going on than you may realize. And this, as you drop, you know, as Jesus said, separate the wheat from the chaff. There's a lot of people who just aren't going to get this stuff. And you know what? Some of my friends, I love them, and God love them. They're going to go their own way. But I have created so many more new and vibrant friends who are aware of this stuff and who believe in America and who believe in the Republic and who believe in God. So create community. Then make sure that every day in your own way, whatever way you do it, pray and meditate. Pray and meditate. The attitude of gratitude. And finally,
yeah, slow down. Get out of the media mind control.
Absolutely.
Because they get us racing so fast all the time, we can't just calm down and look at how we've been slowly brought through these levels into this deep tyranny.
And, you know, one of the things I know, Alex, about better than most of the people down here. And a lot of people see Alex the tough guy, and he is tough. I'll tell you what.
Let's not talk about me.
I'll tell you what. Alex is doing this because he has a deep, deep, abiding connection with the highest creator, the grand organized design. And that's why he's not here to make a bunch of money. You know, he's not here. You know, we all have our egos. But his basic thing is because he believes in the goodness of man. And the last thing, and the most important thing is, this is a great time to be alive. Wow, what an incredible time to be in body. All these things that are happening. And if you're afraid, and if you're in fear-based consciousness, these rascals, these vampires, these people who sow fear are going to make you shrivel right up. But you know what? People like Alex, people like you.
George, stay there. Got a break.
Okay.
Back in 1 minute.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN.